It's a deadly game of hide and seek along Ukraine's eastern front line. Soldiers with the 26th Artillery Brigade maneuver this 155 caliber German howitzer to its firing position. Russian forces are in the eastern outskirts of Bakhmut. The cannon is targeting Russian supply and artillery positions beyond the town. It takes around 40 seconds for the shell to reach its target. The trajectory is adjusted after information from drones and spotters monitoring the target zone. This German mobile howitzer has a range of around 30 kilometres. And it's weapons like this from the West that have given the Ukrainians a fighting chance. Back under cover, the men load more charges and prepare to fire again.
We are covering our troops who are defending Bakhmut because it is a key point. Our task is the destruction of places where there is a concentration of manpower and batteries of firing positions.
We walk out through fields crisscrossed with mud churned by Ukrainian artillery. Tanks pass us on the road into town. Smoke rises seconds after what we are told was a Ukrainian anti-missile system intercepting a Russian rocket. Lines of Ukrainian foot soldiers head to positions nearby.
Normal.
In Bakhmut, explosions echo through the near empty streets. Suddenly, the scream of a jet fighter overhead.
They are throwing all their forces at the town. Artillery, air power, even helicopters are attacking our positions. They are approaching during night and day. And it's their elite units and mercenaries. There are no regular Russian troops left here.
Few people remain here. Bookshelves and beds hang midair, private lives, intimate personal places ripped apart. We are told two people remain buried under the rubble of this apartment block.
The shelling never stops. I stay here to look after my mother. She's old and frail. Things have gone a lot worse.
Western weaponry has helped the Ukrainian army win back more territory in a month than Russian forces took in five. But the defence of Bakhmut remains one of Ukraine's biggest challenges on the eastern front line. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Bakhmut, eastern Ukraine.